Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If there's a place you gotta go, I'm the one you need to know. I'm the map. I'm the map, I'm the map. If there's a place you gotta get, I can get you there, I bet. I'm the map. I'm the map, I'm the map, I'm the map.
And welcome back to Map, the Mad About Pop Culture podcast, where we talk about all things movies, TV shows, comic books, videos, video games, you name it, anything with pop culture. We'll talk about it. One of the fast and loosest podcasts out there.
What does that even mean?
It's just fast and loose, you know? Like, it's just loose. It's just out there. Anyway, just joining me.
You keep saying it, but it doesn't get any more definitive.
It's wilding.
It's just fast and loose, you know, like things like, okay, like you got, wait, let me introduce you guys and then I'll explain. Joining me today is Squishy Joshy, a.k.a. Joshua.
What's up, everyone?
And rounding out the trio is, from TD Project, it's Lawrence.
Yeah.
All right. Fast and loose, all right? Well, you know, it's not fast and furious. It's fast and loose. It's where, it's like, you know, it's like you guys have to, have you guys got like Tupperware?
Yeah.
Like, you know, the Pyrex dishes, the glass ones with the colourful lids?
Yeah, I got one right here, right now.
Yeah, those things. Yeah. Okay, so they come in multiple different coloured lids, right, sometimes.
Yeah.
So fast and loose is basically if you've got multiple of them and you wash them and you're packing it away, mate, you don't care about which lid goes where. You just put it on, close it, put it in the cupboard, done, fast and loose, that's it.
I don't know about that.
I care, mate.
No.
Josh and I have OCD.
That's it. Nah, mate.
No.
Sorry, that's it.
Each container has its designated lid.
Well, this podcast is sort of like that, fast and loose. Like it doesn't have a it doesn't matter. It's meant to have a designated lid, but I don't care. I just put everything together and done.
Mate, it's a podcast, not a track day.
Okay? I know it is. Anyways, how you guys doing, man? How you doing, Josh?
Oh, yeah. All right. It's Tuesday and yeah. What a week it's been already. Yeah,
it's only been 2 days.
It's only been 2 days, exactly.
Two days since what?
Since the start of the week.
Nah, mate, Tuesday's my Sunday. I start tomorrow.
Oh.
How good's that, huh?
I don't know. It's like my job has just completely thrown my internal calendar out of whack.
Did you always have this or is it recently? Like, have they just swapped recently?
This has been going on for like the last 6 months.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm.
I'm available to work every day. So my weekly roster is different all the time. Gotcha. It's just like, I'm just completely out of whack with what, like, I don't have a sense of what a weekend is. Like, I have days off, but I don't get the traditional sense of what a weekend feels like, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, because you work one of those days. Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, I used to do that. Like, I do that when I was working from the office, and then it would pretty much be like Monday to Saturday, and I'll only have like Sunday off, and I have no idea what, like, even Sundays, like, it's very hard to get a lot of things done in that one day. But since a blessing with lockdown is for us is that the weekend has freed up, so we've managed to do a lot of things. Like, I just put in new downlights at home. So, you know, if I didn't have that weekend, like that couple of days weekend and stuff, I wouldn't be able to do it. And then plus on top of that, we're looking at painting as well. So, you know, that's one thing. Yeah. Mm. So, how you been, Lawrence? How's it been so far for you?
Yeah, it's all right. Working from home and, yeah.
Yeah, can't go anywhere because of Gladys. Yeah. Gladys.
She's doing what she can.
She's trying her best, but, you know, there are some people that don't listen. And
you see that that guy that was, like, working in the post or something, and he, like, chucked a parcel?
Oh, I heard about it. Yeah, I saw it on the news.
Like,
what if that parcel contained the definitive out of the lockdown?
Well, he just ruined it, so... Thanks to that guy.
It's like in Castaway. Tom Hanks doesn't open that one package. What if it had a get off an island kit in it?
No, so...
And the movie would have been half as long.
Okay, so fun fact, they have come out and said that there was a satellite phone in the last package.
See, this is why you don't misuse packages, man. You got to handle with care.
I don't. Exactly. Just open it all.
Yeah.
Which is all right. Pretty light on the news. There's a lot of news in regards. There's still news coming out from the Spider-Man video trailers and stuff, like deep fake, how they're faking that it's not Tom Holland that's on the car when Doc Ock approaches them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's something like, they're thinking it's Tobey Maguire, and then they're circling like the suit. Oh, it's the same kind of suit, and this and that, and it's just like, okay.
Everyone just relax.
I know. Can we like not ruin it?
Just enjoy it.
You know what? Exactly. This is what I hate, because someone's gonna like someone legit is gonna leak like a set photo, and just like, and it's gonna have all three of them in it, and I know it, and it's just gonna be. Some random's just going to post it up on TikTok, and we're just going to get absolute... I'm just going to be, like, so pissed off.
Or it's going to be Tom Holland accidentally says something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy can't keep a secret at all.
Yeah.
So what they need to do...
He's doing good so far.
They should just film all of his scenes by himself, and then they add the other actors in later, so he doesn't know who he's working with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sure they're doing something like that nowadays.
Yeah, but speaking of like that, so Josh, remember how I showed you Russian Zendaya?
Yeah,
she doesn't leave my For You page now.
Oh mate, every time you open the app, you see her.
But not only that, there's Russian Jason Momoa as well.
so you've entered Russian TikTok.
I don't know how I got into Russian TikTok.
I think that's a sign saying.
Oh my god!
I think once the travel restrictions are lifted, you got to head to Russia.
That's it. I have to go to Russia now.
Yeah.
God damn it! Oh my god! Like legit. I was just scrolling to TikTok, and then I just saw. I'm like, why is she on my page again? Wait, why is there Jason Momoa there? And then I had to take like a double take. I'm like, oh wait, no, it's Russian Jason Momoa.
Wish.com Momoa.
Yeah, it is legit, because he had a tattoo. He had like a forearm tattoo because Jason Momoa has one.
Mm.
And so I'm like, oh my god, it actually is him. But then it wasn't. So I was like, oh, goddamn Russian people. Is there any news that you guys want to cover quickly or?
Not really. I mean,
yeah,
I get the jab tomorrow. That's going to be interesting.
Hey.
Nice.
Take one for the team. I know. Where are you going to get done?
Just locally.
In the arm.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Exactly. Yes, in the arm. But that's good. That's good that you're getting it done. And then what was I going to say? Yeah, guys, I encourage you, those that are out here, please go get vaccinated, you know, not only to protect us, but to protect others around you as well. I don't want to make this like a health thing, but
I want to go outside.
Yeah. I don't want a 1 hour picnic. I want to go longer than that, you know.
Picnic with four people.
Yeah. God. In saying that, we can't go on picnics because isn't it fully vaccinated people?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's not us.
One day.
One day we'll get there.
Well, by the time we get our second one, it'll be like picnic with like 10 people.
Hopefully. But anyways, let's move on to the topic for tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going on an adventure! What are we talking about again?
So today's topic, we thought of an interesting one.
Man, we haven't even started yet. Josh is already laughing.
I know. Jeez. Nothing's happening. But
something will happen in the future.
I think you need to go to bed, mate. I know.
Jesus. Can we, like, settle down? Anyways, back to what I was saying. So today's topic is we're going to be talking about time traveling movies and the logic behind the time travel in that movie. Yeah. Pretty much. So we've got a few movies.
Just side note that we won't be talking about the science of the time travel, but like how they do it, but rather the logic of them time traveling and what they do to timelines and stuff.
Like, is it plausible?
Yeah.
Or is like, it, so it's basically, basically like Mythbusters. Is it a myth or is it busted? Or like
we're not going to be talking about how plausible it will be for you to put a nuclear reactor into the back of your car and drive back in time, but rather what could happen logically if you did manage to go back in time.
Yeah. And then in saying that, we'll have a separate episode just talking about the time traveling devices from
the actual devices.
The actual devices from said movie. And we'll go from, and then there'll be a whole separate podcast from there.
So brace yourself for that one. That's you can either listen to this one now and then listen to that one when we make it, or you can just time travel to when we've already got both of them out.
Yeah, because we don't know. So if you guys have time travel and know what we're going to say in the future episode, please let us know and we'll re-record and surprise you.
We'll work it out.
We'll work something out. Anyway, so let's start off with something. Let's start off with one of the biggest movies that involved time traveling, like a little bit of time traveling. And I think it's when we say time travel, this is the most common one that comes up. It's Back to the Future.
Yeah, that should be the first thing that comes in everyone's head that when should you say be, time travel movie.
Mm-hmm. That Back to the Future should be the first thing that pops in, and that's the thing that should get.
It's in the title.
It's in the title. It's right there. So Back to the Future, it's, what do we got? Time travel logic. We've got a car.
I think we need to break it up. Let's start with the first movie because it's a trilogy.
Let's go for the first one. All right, you wanna go ahead with it, Lawrence?
Okay, sure. So we all know the iconic time travel machine, the DeLorean with the flux capacitor in it. So the guys, they use that to go from 1985 to 1955. They stuff some crap up, and then they almost break everything. And then they need to travel back to 1985.
Yeah.
Okay, but just to explain it a little bit better, because I know that was a bit dodgy. So so they're in 1985. So Marty McFly's in 1985. He travels to 1955. And while he's there, he's trying not to change too much, because the logic in this movie is that if you do something in the past, it's going to have a ripple effect and change what happens in the future.
So
and he ends up actually changing stuff, right? Yep. And while he's still in 1955, he tries to undo some of the stuff that he's impacted on so that doesn't change the future too much. And when he eventually does end up back in 1985, he's actually on a slightly different timeline, because the 1985 he ends up back in at the end of the movie is a bit different to what it was at the start of the movie. So, for example, his parents are a lot cooler and he has like a nice car and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, little things have changed, but it's still not as bad as what it would have been if he let all the big changes he made in 1955 go unfixed.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So, So logic-wise in that movie, so pretty much it's got basically, if you alter the timeline in that movie, you're altering the future, pretty much. So yeah. in saying that the logic behind this one it's a one consistent timeline. It's not like they're going back alternating the past, so it affects a different future, but they're alternating their own timeline's future, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, so it's a single line.
It's set up to be a single line, but you can change how that line goes.
Exactly. So it's basically let's say if we have a ruler and then they're at point in the middle of the ruler, and then going to the right is the future, going to the left is the past. So when they jump back to the past, pretty much the ruler, the new point begins at the past, and so then the future disappears. Their future that they know disappears, and it's altered by the actions.
So I think one of the big time travel plot points for this particular movie was that when he goes to 1955, he stops his parents from meeting, and then because his parents don't meet, that potentially throws the idea that
he doesn't him exist.
And his siblings wouldn't exist because the family would have never been made.
Yep.
So then he has to then work out a way for his mum and dad to end up meeting and falling in love before he goes back to the future.
Yeah.
Mm.
But if he just didn't try to fix it, like, he probably would have ceased to exist. Well, that's the logic of the movie anyway.
Yeah. And so that's number one. And then give me a second.
So would he have, like, faded away in the past?
Yeah, so towards the end of the movie, when he's still in 55, you could actually see he had a photo of his family. His siblings were fading away from the photo, and then he was physically fading away. Like, he was trying to play the guitar, and then his hand started fading away.
Yeah,
I remember that one. He was playing and then...
Yeah, slowly. But it wasn't until his parents fell in love and, like, they kissed or whatever it was that he started to fade back in, and then the photograph started to reform.
And then we got number two, Back to the Future 2.
So they travelled to 2015, a very different 2015 to the one we live
in. Yeah, I know. They had holograms and hoverboards and those Nike shoes which are, you know, like, so rare to find. And it's the weirdest thing ever. And then
I love when older movies or just media try their creative perspective on what the future might look like, and then we end up living through it, and it's just like,
yeah.
Like, I recently watched a movie, Soylent Green. I think it was made in 1976.
Yep.
But it's set in 2021. Mm. And their version of 2021 is like the whole world has just gone to crap.
Yeah.
But, like, I can know it's gone to crap now, but it's like, it was a very different version of gone to crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then again, you look at something like Pacific Rim, where it's based in the 2020s as well. It's they have future
soon.
That could be. Who knows? Who knows? The Pacific might rip open, and then we might just get some kaijus coming out from it and stuff.
Back to the Future 2.
Yeah, so Back to the Future 2. So pretty much this one is in the last one, they went to the past.
And now they go
from 1980. And then this one, they actually go to the future.
Set in 85 is their present. So they go from 85 to 2015,
pretty much. So instead of going backwards, they went forwards in this one.
Forward to the future.
Forward to the future. And then this one, it's regarding Marty McFly's family and his good old mate Biff.
Good old Biff. Actually, while I really like this movie, I feel that this would be a good example of where the movie, where a time travel movie fails with its own logic.
Okay. Do you know where
I'm going with this?
Do you want to explain?
Okay, so one of the key plot points with this is, you remember the almanac, the sports almanac?
Yep.
It's that book that has all the sports records in it.
Yeah.
Who won which event and stuff.
Yep.
So Marty McFly picks it up. He intends, so they're in 2015, he picks up the book, he intends to go back in time and use it so like he can gamble and bet on what stuff that's going to happen because he knows and he's just going to make money.
He knows that.
The doc is like, no, you can't do that. It's going to wreck the timeline, right?
Yeah.
So he tosses it. Old version of Biff picks it up. And this is where the movie, I feel, has a flaw of its logic.
Okay.
If you do something in the past, it changes what the future is going to be, right?
Yes.
So Biff gets in the almanac, gets in the time machine, goes to 1985, gives the younger version of himself the almanac.
Yeah.
Gets back in the time machine and travels back to 2015 and gets out of the time machine as if nothing happened, right? And then eventually Marty gets back in the time machine and goes back to 1985.
Yeah.
My problem with that is if Biff went back in time to 1985, gave his younger version the almanac, that would have triggered an alternate timeline to be made. So he would not have been able to go back to the 2015 that he just came from and as if nothing had happened.
Yeah, true, because that he alternated the past to...
Yeah, so he couldn't have gone to the future that he came from, because it would have been a different future, because he'd done this major thing.
Yeah, so in that logic sense, it's basically they didn't show the consequences of that, pretty much. So basically, they brushed it off. They just handed the book.
Yeah,
he goes back to 2015, and as if like nothing changed.
Yeah.
So one, the outcome could be: did he or did he not use the book to change the future? Because
but he did.
That's what I mean. But like,
yeah.
But then, if you're thinking of that kind of logic, like, it looks like he does nothing to it. Hence he doesn't alterate the future. That's why he goes back to the present time that he left. But then you see later in the movie that he does
use the book. So it's just like, does what he happened? Use the book?
It's just like, what? I don't think they got that far ahead when they were like kind of making this. Just kind of sort of like,
it's one of those things. Like, I feel like it's easily glossed over until you start thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't pick up on it my first time, but then I watched it another time and I was like, wait a minute.
Wait, is that meant to happen? Is that actually meant to happen? And then, did you want to go on about it anymore? Or
No, that was just my issue with
Back to the Future. It was a bit of a, since you've brought it up, it does feel a bit weird. Like, thinking back on it, like, it's just like, hang on a second, like,
Actually, before we go, you go.
Oh, no, I was going to say, like, because in the first one, he goes, and then he starts disappearing because he couldn't get his parents to fall in love, and, you know, so he was altering his future. And in this one, the guy goes back in time, gives the book, comes back, nothing's happened.
And he's basically the same. Trump.
Yeah, pretty much. And the future's the same and everything. And it's just like, it would have been great to see, like, he comes back and there's something's different.
Yeah.
Like, it would have been amazing. But, you want to say?
Yeah, on a side note, there's this plot hole I have with number one that I feel most people don't notice. And I just really want to get this off my chest, but it's not time travel related, but I've got to get this off my chest. So right at the end of number one, their plan is they're going to drive the DeLorean down the main street with that hook that's on the back of the car, right? And they're going to time the lightning bolt to hit the clock tower, and they're going to run the current down this wire hanging over the street. And then as that's happening, he's going to drive the car under it, and the hook's going to touch that wire, and that's going to give him enough energy to go back to the future, right?
Yep.
Like it's a very precise plan, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, and in the plan it's like you have to be doing exactly 88 miles an hour at this exact time when this when the lightning hits, or else it's not going to work. So when he's in the car at the start, I think he has like an alarm clock or some sort of signal to tell him when to go.
Yeah.
And then the car stalls as soon as that goes. And he doesn't drive for like another minute.
So that would like,
the time you wasted with the car being stalled would have thrown the whole plan out of whack. If you left like 5-10 seconds late even, like it would have thrown the whole plan out because you needed to accelerate at this exact time to get to this exact speed at this exact time to get to this point. Like the lightning bolt only strikes once.
Yeah.
Like it's not going to wait for you to start your car again. Like
the
plan was based on timing. And your car stalled. Like
that's it.
It's for a dramatic effect for the movie, but it just throws the whole plan out.
It's just it's gone. It's literally like your plan is like
your
gone.
Window,
you missed your yeah, exactly. And so then you have to wait till that occurrence happens again.
Yeah, like you needed to start the car and drive when the alarm went off. Like if you didn't not. Bit. Okay, no. I just need to get that off my chest. I feel like everyone like goes over that bit.
It does, doesn't it? And then we got number three. And in number three, they go back this time. They go back to the past.
1885.
They go 100 years back from their previous one. 100 years back from the current time. It's kind of funny how they think that everyone dressed up like that 100 years ago.
Well, I wasn't there 100 years ago. It's the same.
Who knows, yeah. Who knows? But was there any plot issues with this one? Like time travel wise? I don't think so. I thought this one was pretty solid.
Yeah. Except like for the whole trilogy, the Doc's like, don't do anything that's going to screw up the timeline. Don't do this, don't do that. And then he saves someone that's going to die, starts a family with them, and then invents a flying steam train time machine.
Yeah, the locomotive.
Okay, Mr. Hypocrite. He spent the whole trilogy having a go at Marty, and then the last 15 minutes of the trilogy, he just like just goes ballistic.
That's
does whatever he wants.
That's it.
YOLO.
But yeah, time travel wise, I think it was all right. So,
it was all right,
Sam.
All right, cool. So, moving on, we have another big movie that involved one of the main plot points was time travel. That came out that I would say that would have been one of the biggest. That is one of the biggest movies so far. It's Avengers Endgame. So we've all seen that. We've all watched that kind of thing. So the time traveling in this is based on the quantum realm, where they pretty much enter this multiverse at their present time, and they can alternate it and exit at a alternative time. However, in this they are pretty much, no matter what they do, they're not affecting the future. So their timeline, what they're doing is pretty much going ahead. And by them going back to the future or going forward in the future, it's pretty much that timeline still stays the same and it doesn't get affected. However, the other multiverses that they go into, they get affected by the outcome.
Yeah.
That is presented. So it's sort of like a ripple effect on other timelines, but not their timeline.
Yeah, pretty much. So it's like it's happening to not us, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So which this is going to be an interesting topic when we talk about the devices and all that. So this is going to be an interesting topic when we get there. But logic-wise, they kind of explain it where they're like, when you travel back to the past, your past self becomes your present and your present self is the future. That's how they kind of explained it. It was a weird way that they've explained it, and the director still don't know how to explain it. So,
like, yeah, if you just use the word quantum enough, it just glosses over it.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And, but like our their logic was pretty much like as Rhodey suggested. Like, why can't we just go back where Thanos was born and just kill him? Because that won't change the outcome of your present timeline. That will change the outcome of that multiverse's timeline. So it was a weird way that they kind of explained it. It was kind of like
at least they tried to.
Explain it.
If you're going to introduce a concept like time travel, I think it's always good to set up parameters for how your universe's logic works. Because if you don't do that, then it just opens up too many questions.
Mm.
Yeah, I felt like that basically when they pretty much said that traveling to the. I reckon if they could have simplified it a little bit more, it'd have been easier to get. But like, their message was pretty much, we're going back to the past. It's not gonna make a difference to our future.
Yeah,
their future. It will make a difference, but they had no idea that it will make a difference to that multiverse's line until the ancient one explained the logic behind. Like the time travel, pretty much.
This was a while ago since I've seen it, but I think their idea was they're going to go back in time, steal the Infinity Stones, go back to the present, use them, and then when it's all done with, then they're going to go back in time and put the Infinity Stones back to where they got them from at that exact time. Was that right?
Yes. That's correct. Yeah,
that's correct. Was, yeah. But that wasn't the plan. So originally, the plan was just to get the stones and bring them back.
Yeah.
The only reason why they go back and put it back is because it's the Ancient One tells Bruce Banner to.
Yeah, that they need to put it back.
They need to put it back. Mm. Otherwise, their plan was just go get the Infinity Stones, snap everyone back.
And then probably just leave the stones in
there. And leave the stones, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Done.
Paperweights.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
But. That was their thing, but then this other plot twist came and, you know, plot twist. And then in regards to the logic in that, like to the end of the movie where he goes back and puts the stones back and he comes back as old Cap.
Oh yeah, old Captain America.
Yeah. Mm. So is that the Captain America, like, is that an old... alternate Captain America, or was that Captain America always around? Logic-wise, you know, speaking logic-wise, was he always there, or?
Yeah, that actually opens up a couple of questions.
That does, doesn't it? Like, because if we're gonna talk about the time logic, like time thing, like how does he become old and?
Yeah, because he would have gone back to his original time, and then lived it out. Naturally.
Yeah, but that's a different multiverse. They've established that by going to the past, they don't affect the future. So how does he become old in that the whole future? It's kind of a weird thing, you know what I mean? Like
when you start opening up the idea of like different timelines happening at the same time, it gets a bit messy.
It does. So in regards to that, could it be like, cuz no matter what they do is they're not traveling back in their own timeline. They're going back to an alternative multiverse. So by Captain America going back to an alternative multiverse and not coming back, does that timeline include two Captain Americas then? Because when he goes back, it's 1945. And is it before he crashes the plane or after he crashes the plane?
I like to think that it would have been neater.
Yeah.
Like, if logic-wise, if he goes back after he crashed and went into the ice.
Yeah.
And then he just stays incognito the whole time.
Yeah.
And just grows old while a younger version of Captain America is fighting all those fights we see in the movies.
Yeah. And then because he knows that if he alters the timeline, he could potentially... do something. So that's why he doesn't probably warn the other Captain America himself that this threat is happening and and he doesn't show up. So that could be a thing. Or could it be that he plucked Peggy Carter back to the future? Like, what if he brought her back to the future with himself? And then they pretty much just lived their life and just grew old. Like, he came back to the future and then, you know. But that's the thing. Josh, what do you reckon?
You've been a bit quiet. let's throw something out there. This might not be it, but what if it was more so that's a completely different Cap from a different universe, right? And it's like it's an old Cap, right? So he's lived out his years, and what he's done is he's traveled. He's used this time travel device to come back to the present that we know to pass the shield to Falcon. Because maybe something happens, and then he's like, well, this version of Falcon is going to need the shield. I'm going to travel from the future, from a different dimension, and then come meet this Falcon on the bench and give him the shield. I mean, that might not be what they were going for, but it could be a possibility, right? Because we don't actually know why old Cap is there.
He's there just to troll everyone by not saying anything.
Yeah, so it could be anything. And, like, basing it off Marvel logic, right, for time travel, it doesn't make sense that if he stayed in the past, like, he would not show up in that future, right?
Yeah.
So it could be a future Cap from another dimension. We just don't know, because they haven't really explained how he got there, how he's older.
That's true. But, like, also in saying that, like, he does have a different shield.
Yeah.
It's a different shield to the one that he originally had.
So, again, could be a alternate shield from a different universe.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Or what if that Captain America, when he went back, he lived his life, like, let's say for instance, he goes back as Captain America.
Yeah.
And in that universe, but this is what I don't get. This is what I don't get.
Actually.
Sorry, one second. So this is what I'm going to get. He has to go back as after he got the Captain America serum, after he got the Super Soldier serum, because if you look at it, like, he's with Peggy, and he's in his super soldier form. He's not back as skinny Cap. So Peggy knows that he's taken the Super Soldier Serum, so this has to happen after that. So he's probably gone back in time before he crashed the plane or the plane did crash, but then he fakes that he survives it and he lives a life out with Peggy Carter. So, I don't know, very, very hard.
Here's a thought. Maybe when he travelled back to the past and, like, put all the stones back and everything.
Yeah.
We do see that scene where he's, like, dancing with Peggy Carter, right? So he's obviously decided to stay there for a bit.
Yeah.
But there was also a scene where I think he was taking more Pym particles than he actually needed from the past. So the other possibility is maybe they grew old together and then he decided, all right, I need to go back to my actual time. I've got these extra Pym particles. I'm going to go back through the time portal and end up back in my actual universe.
Yeah.
And give him the shield. Like, that could be another possibility.
Yeah, but then I got a feeling that Bucky knew, because he's like, hey, have a look. Go ahead. So
yeah, so they were probably discussing this plan for the whole time.
Probably. Like, after that, well, how? They couldn't, because Bucky disappeared.
Yeah, but you don't know how much time was between that whole, like, funeral for Tony Stark and, like, when they actually went to go back in time to to return the stones.
It legit seems like it happened like straight after.
Yeah.
The way the movie's cut, yeah.
But it does kind of look like it is straight after, because everyone just goes their own kind of way and that's it, done.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You know? Because they're sort of like... Yeah, it would have happened like straight away. Like maybe a week later or a few days later.
Yeah, probably would have just taken him 1 day to explain that plan.
Yeah, but anyway, so we are getting too deep into this one. Let's move on to another one. Lawrence, do you have one that you want to suggest or recommend?
Mm. Okay. I'm just going to throw my favorite one out there.
Yep.
I think this is the perfect example of time travel, in my opinion. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
All right, perfect. So,
their version of time travel.
Oh, sorry. That's the third one. That's the third one in the series of eight.
So they use a magic device called a time turner. It allows them to go back in time. It's powered by magic. I won't get too into it, but
it's a magical universe, so
yeah,
it makes sense pretty much.
What I liked about how this story presents time travel is that nothing actually changes. Like, so the timeline just stays the same no matter what they do. So just for an example, right? One of the scenes is Harry is by the lake. He's about to get attacked by a Dementor.
Yep.
And across the lake, someone casts a... Patronus charm, right? Yep. I think that's what it's called. And that charm protects Harry, and then Harry blacks out, right? Later down the story, he goes back in time and he ends up at the lake again at that same time on the other side. And he's like, okay, mad. Now I'm going to see who saves me.
Yeah, he's like, my dad's, right? My dad's
and he,
there.
And he thinks it's his dad,
yeah.
But he's just waiting and he's waiting and then he realises no one's going to come. It was actually him that casts the charm.
Yeah, he does
it. So he saves himself. Yeah. So, and in doing that, nothing actually changed. So what he actually just witnessed the same thing. He just, both two sides of the same
coin
story, just from different perspectives. The timeline didn't change by him going back in time because when he goes through the timeline the first time, his future self is already there.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, nothing actually changes by them going back in time because their future self's already present in the timeline when they live through it the first time.
The rules, they don't set up the rules in regards to that, but you kind of pretty much know the rules. It's pretty much you can't be seen by yourself again. Like, you can't be seen by yourself whilst the future is going out the way it is, the way it's playing. Because every time they're hiding from themselves so they don't get caught. And they pretty much, like, they run away from that. So that kind of sets up the rule in saying, like, they can't be seen with each other, otherwise there will be repercussions.
Causes a paradox or breaks the space-time continuum. Yeah, whatever does something. You want to call it.
Yeah. And then...
You don't know what it's called? You don't remember?
The movie?
Yeah.
Have a talk about it, Josh. You want to talk about Harry Potter while I quickly look it up?
I haven't seen that Harry Potter.
Oh, my God.
You haven't read it either, eh?
No.
Hold on. I'll quickly... Lawrence, Phil.
Actually, okay. Well, there's another movie that I saw recently that actually had a similar kind of logic.
Yeah.
It's called Predestination. Okay. I forget what the actual device was that they were using, but they were able to go back and forward through time. Yeah. But I might need a spoiler alert for this one because...
Go for it. Everything's spoiler alert by this time.
Do you guys mind if I spoil this one for you?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
It turned out that basically each key person that this person interacts with is just a future version of themselves. They just didn't know it.
So, wait. So every person that he interacts with...
So this person... So the story is initially, so this person walks into a bar and they start telling the bartender this story, right? It turns out, you later find out that the bartender is just the future version of that person. And then that person also got pregnant by someone. It turns out that's just a future version of themselves that they ended up meeting in a time travel weird kind of loop. That ended up meeting and they got themselves pregnant. And then the baby that they had was then taken to the past and that baby is actually them. So, like, everything is just really weirdly connected in a loop. Like, it's the same person in every point.
It's called... it's not like the... It's not sort of like the Harry Potter thing. It's called About Time. It's got Domhnall Gleeson and Rachel McAdams. So Domhnall Gleeson, Lawrence, you've seen Harry Potter. He's a Weasley brother. He's the older Weasley brother, the oldest one.
Yeah, I know the one.
One that gets married and has that. So that's him.
Is that the guy from Star Wars?
Yes. What's his name? Hux.
Yeah, General Darth Hux. Ranger.
Yeah, Darth Ranger. That's it.
Yeah.
Darth Vader.
Yeah, I know people.
So About Time, his premise, the logic behind that is that he can time travel back to the beginning of the day and alternate that day and make different decisions.
Hey.
And so then he can alter the outcome of the future. So basically he lives a day. And it's pretty much, it's not like Groundhog Day where it's on repeat. He lives a day and if he's made any mistakes or anything, he can go back and fix those mistakes. So that's the pretty much the premise of that one. So I have to rewatch this movie again. I saw it a while ago and it's just a bit.
Check it out.
Out of my, yeah. It's a good movie. But yeah, he's in that one. He's able to go back and alternate his timeline, and pretty much, like, if he's done anything bad, he can redo it and alternate his actions pretty much. But he can't do certain things, like he can't save people and all that kind of things.
Yeah, but there's rules to this.
Mm. But all he can do is he can go back and, like, say for instance, you by accident do something which causes a ripple effect, but you can go back and prevent yourself from doing that. It's not you're telling yourself to do it. You're pretty much, you know what you've done that day. Just don't do what you were doing that day. Logic behind that one. That's a bit of a... that's
you got
a weird
one, Josh?
You got one, Josh?
Time travel? Not really.
What do you mean? You're talking about Men in Black 3 just like the whole time. Like,
yeah, but like the concepts, man. Like, I feel like we've gone through the concepts, like various different concepts of time travel. So yeah. Are we just going to like talk about like individual movies now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Obviously, we're talking about the movie and the logic behind it.
Individual movies, their logic, anything you feel was flawed by their own logic.
By the logic. Mm. So okay, Men in Black 3, since I've brought it up and stuff like that. So in that one, in that one, basically there's obviously a device where they've only got two devices, and it's pretty much the guy goes, Boris, I think his name is, he goes back in
Boris,
time.
Yeah.
He goes back in time and he kills Agent K. So then the Agent K in present day disappears.
Mm.
And he doesn't exist, pretty much.
Yeah.
So when what's Will Smith's character's name again? Jay, Agent
Jay.
When he goes back to headquarters, nobody knows about K.
Yes. Yeah.
So pretty much in this one, this sets up the fact that whatever you do in the past affects your future.
Mm-hmm.
So if you kill someone in the past, they disappear in the future.
Yeah.
However, that person has no knowledge of... But this is where the flaw comes in. How come no one knew about K? How come everyone knew that K died, but Will Smith didn't know he died?
Actually, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, fuck.
I don't actually remember him forgetting about him.
He doesn't forget about him. He remembers K is there, but he doesn't know, like, how K died. Like, nobody, like,
wait,
people
was
knew
he,
K died.
Was he denuralized?
That was number two.
Okay, yeah.
That was the end of one.
No, but K was denuralized in that one.
Yeah, in number one, he was gone. He'd, like, denuralized in that one. In number two, they try to get back his memory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in number three... Will Smith travels back in time to save past Agent K.
Which is Josh Brolin.
Was it actually Josh Brolin?
It is Josh Brolin.
Yeah.
So he's in
Josh Brolin.
He's in three different time traveling movies.
Yeah, it's interesting that he's playing all these time travel movies.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Men in Black 3, you got Deadpool 2. Endgame.
So okay, the Deadpool one. Let's go on Deadpool now. So the Deadpool. Have you seen Deadpool 2, Josh?
Yeah.
That's
the one with Deadpool in it.
Yeah. I think so. Is it? It's got someone in it. Anyway, so in that one, the logic behind that one is pretty much, he goes to the future. Sorry, he goes to the past to kill someone, so then he could live a better future.
Yeah.
So it's in that one. It's pretty much, again, the same thing as Men in Black, where you go to the past to affect the future. But then Deadpool takes the device and starts using it.
Yeah. starts messing with the entire Deadpool timeline. Deadpool
just has fun in the last 10 minutes.
Yes.
Fun
with it, yeah. Then, yeah. So we got that one. And then, Josh, did you have one in mind?
Those are the main ones that came to mind. I mean, there's also, animes as well. So, Steins Gate, for example.
Yeah. Just before we go into anime, I just quickly want to throw out there, I feel like you can't have a time travel conversation without mentioning Terminator.
Yeah, Terminator. Yes. That's a classic. Forget about that one. So Terminator,
to me, it ended with number two. I don't really know too much more about what happened afterwards, but good time travel. Or good movie, sorry.
Good movie. So in that one, was there any flaws in that one? Yeah, there is. You can't go back to the future. Once you go back to the past, you're stuck there.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think that was really a flaw. Maybe a flaw with their technology, but logically I felt like that was a reasonable logic to have.
Yeah.
See, something like that would have worked out fine if in Endgame, if that kind of technology existed in Endgame.
Mm.
Do you want to just take a quick pause?
You reckon the Terminator would have beat Thanos?
Nah.
Right, so yeah, if we're moving into other mediums like anime, one of my favorite anime of all time is Steins Gate. If you know nothing about Steins Gate, I think it's good to watch to go into it blind, especially if you don't know that it's a time travel anime, because the first couple of episodes don't make any sense until you realize, four or five episodes in, that it's actually about time travel, and there's actually points in it that don't make any sense until you get right to the end of the season, and then it all comes full circle because it's oh, time travel.
Mm.
And then it all comes full circle. Yeah, really good anime about time travel.
Yeah.
Their logic is, so their initial machine is not a traditional time machine, but rather it allows them to send text messages to, send text messages back in time. So you send a text message about something from the future, and based on how your past self will react to it, it could change the timeline.
Mm.
Gotcha. So they start experimenting with it, and they send these text messages, and each time they do it, it creates an alternative timeline, but only the main character has the ability to remember what happened on the previous timeline and carry those memories to the new timeline. Everyone else forgets about it.
Mm.
And they keep doing this over and over again, and eventually it gets to a point where the timeline is so screwed that he thinks the best way to fix it is to try and reverse each of these mistakes in the reverse order that they happened to try and progressively get back to the original timeline.
Okay, that makes sense. So he's basically, whatever he's done, he just has to go backwards and...
Yeah, he starts doing stuff to try and undo each mistake one at a time.
Yeah.
To get back to his original timeline.
Yeah. That kind of reminds me of another thing. It's pretty much, have you guys seen the movie Looper?
Looper, yes, that's another time travel one.
Traveling one. But in that one, they don't explain the time travel in that one. It's just basically they have a device that allows... They can send...
Yeah, and the mafia uses it to dispose of bodies.
Bodies, pretty much. But the good thing about that one is it's pretty much spoilers for that movie, obviously. It's pretty much whoever they kill, because they send people from the future back to the past, and whoever they kill in that past, they still continue living up until the point of death. So pretty much I think it was one of the guys that does the killing, they send him back from the future.
Yeah, that's the end of your contract when you kill yourself.
Yeah, when you kill yourself, that's the end of your contract. But you don't know that because you continue going because you still live out your life. Yeah. But once you kill yourself, that's it, done. I think you get gold. Is it gold?
Yeah, that's a gold payment.
Gold payment. So you get silver payments for killing like killing randoms.
Randoms.
But you get a gold payment if you kill yourself. And then that's it. You don't have to go on and kill any more people. You just finished. Like, you live your life then. But
what a life.
I know. But in saying that, like, they whoever you kill, like, they got the guy that couldn't kill himself. And so he ran away. The future self ran away.
Yep.
And just to bring him back, they tortured his present self. And so by torturing his present self, basically he was torturing himself. So there was
an interesting logic with that movie.
It was. They cut off his finger, and the guy from the future, his finger disappears. And then they cut off his nose, and then his nose disappears. But he doesn't feel it. He doesn't feel it. It just disappears. It just vanishes.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be the same person.
It's supposed to be the same person. Yeah.
Yeah.
So whatever happens in the past will happen in the future. Will happen to the future self. So which I like. I like that logic. That's a pretty good logic. It's pretty much, yes, you have gone back in time, but whatever happens to you in the present time is going to happen to you in the future. Basically, like, including injuries and including death itself.
Mm.
So that's what they had to do. So this guy that had to kill himself to get off contract couldn't kill himself, and pretty much wasn't able to end his contract. So they hunted him down and killed him, and basically killed the his future self as well. That was an interesting. I like that movie. That was a pretty good movie. And then they had like whole telekinesis thing to it, and
that got a bit nuts.
That was just a bit. Whoa, that legit just went. That legit.
Like, he just needs to have a nap.
Yeah. And then I think there's so many more that we can go on, but I think it's pretty much everything's. Pretty much has the same premise where it's like you go back. Yeah, you can either alternate the future or you can't alternate the future. That's pretty much the premise of it. And then you have X-Men Days of Future Past, where they send someone back and they send a conscious. So that and that one,
it's his conscious.
It's his conscious that's going back. There's another movie like that. I think is it the Butterfly Effect that sends his conscious.
I was
going
to bring that up later. I really like the Butterfly Effect.
Yeah.
But I did have one flaw with it as well, though.
Yeah, go for it.
Yes. So Butterfly Effect, Ashton Kutcher has the ability to send his conscious back in time to his past self to relive certain memories. And based on what he does, it then changes how the timeline goes.
So there's like the Butterfly Effect basically
happens. Yeah, it's the Butterfly Effect, right?
Yeah.
So the whole movie, he's just like, so just say his present self is like a middle-aged adult, right?
Yeah.
And then he has these memories like when he's a little kid, when he's like a teenager, and he's a younger adult, like all these different points in time where he can put his conscious back in, and he just changes something about that moment. And then his conscious ends up going back to his present. But when he wakes up, it's like the timeline is like really different. It's out of whack, just completely different. And he's always trying to go back to change things, to try and make everything work out for everyone. Because, like, no matter what he does, there's always someone that he knows where they kind of get screwed over.
Yeah, they suffer the consequences, yeah.
Whether it's, like, the person he likes, his best friend, or even himself. Like, just always something happens where someone gets, like a really bad deal out of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I really liked most of it. However, I felt there was just one moment that I think kind of broke the logic with it. Do you remember the scene where he's in jail and he's trying to prove to this inmate that he has that ability?
Yeah.
And he's like, just look at my hands.
Yeah.
And then he puts his conscience back to when he was a kid.
Yeah.
He's in the primary school. And the teacher has these two spikes on her desk, the ones that you put paper over and it just holds the paper on.
The paper down, yeah.
So he just gets his two hands, one over each spike, and he just slams the spike through his hands.
Yeah.
And then flash forward back to the present, And then the scars from those spikes appear on his hands.
Yeah.
And then his inmates, like, mind blown. How did you do that? You must be, like, some sort of Jesus. Yeah, my only problem is every other time he's gone back and done something.
Oh, it was a different.
When he's returned to the present, he's been in a different.
Different situation.
Different place.
Yeah.
But, like, except for this one time, and he ends up back in the exact same spot. I'm like, nah, this is the butterfly effect. The smallest thing has a massive ripple effect. He should have not returned to that same spot. It's like what I was saying with Back to the Future. Like, you've gone back, done this, and come forward. You wouldn't be back in the same spot you left from.
Yeah, exactly. Because they always end up back at the same spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, where they left from.
Apart from that one thing, I think it was overall a really good movie. Interesting take on time travel.
Definitely worth a watch, like, Josh. Like, if you get a chance, these kind of movies should be on your bucket list more than
For sure.
The other ones.
My only problem was I just binged watched That 70s Show right before I watched that movie. So, like, I could not take Ashton Kutcher seriously.
No.
Like, I know he's an all right actor in serious movies, but I just in my mind it was like, Kelso, this guy's Kelso.
This guy's Kelso. I think we'll just wrap it up for there. And then there's one thing I wanted to mention was Source Code. So with Source Code, that's also sort of like a time traveling, but more like a time loop kind of movie. Like with that one, it's pretty much they send a person's conscious back into another person's body. They don't send him back.
That movie, yep.
Yeah, so they don't send him back to his own body. They send his consciousness back into another person's body. But that person that he sends it back to had to die. So then he can go back and take over the conscious of that person. Hence they go on a mission to pretty much find out. Pretty much the premise is that they're on a train and it gets bombed and he just pretty much has to, it's a mystery to find out who's done it. And he just has to stay alive. But the issue is that he can't stay alive because there's a certain time, like he's got a certain time limit to do it. Otherwise he goes back and then he relives that moment again. So he just keeps going back and going back and going back and reliving that moment. It's pretty much like Edge of Tomorrow. Like how... Have you guys seen Edge of Tomorrow?
It's on the list.
I can't remember it.
Groundhog Day as well?
Again, Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Groundhog Day, but I don't want to say anything about it. Happy Death Day. That's another one. But anyways, let's move on.
I just want one honourable mention before we wrap it up. The last thing I'm going to talk about. Futurama. But not the series. I'm talking about the Futurama video game on PlayStation 2.
I thought you were going to talk about the dog series, the dog episode. That was so sad.
No. I won't touch base on Futurama.
That was so sad. I just really wanted to throw
this video game in there. This is an underrated, overlooked gem. You cannot finish this video game because the game is a time loop.
Oh, legit.
Yeah. So you start the game, progress through the story. Towards the end, you decide, you end up working out you can go back in time and then stop what causes the problem at the start of the story.
Yeah.
So the crew goes back in time, but right before they can stop the problem, they get killed, and then the story plays out again from the start.
Gotcha.
It's a time loop.
Okay, so... So in saying that, there's a movie called there's another game called 12 Minutes. It should be on Steam. Worth doing. It's a top down interactive, but I think that's you've got like 12 minutes basically. So it's sort of like a loop as well.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, it's got James McAvoy, Daisy Ridley, Willem Dafoe. So,
all these big guys.
Yeah. Worth it. Like, it's sort of like a mystery kind of thing as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but it's worth, definitely worth getting. Unfortunately, I can't play it because I don't have a Windows.
Oh.
So, anyways, moving on. I think we'll wrap it up there for tonight. Josh, what have you been doing, watching, reading, playing?
Nothing as of late. It's been quite busy with work and stuff, but...
Hey, do you want to plug your Lisa Brand Patrol video while you're at it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll get there.
I
thought I might mention one last thing before we wrap up the time travel stuff. So there's a series called Dark. It's a German series on Netflix, which I would highly recommend you watch. Yeah, it's just more on that time travel sort of theme. But yeah, it's definitely worth a watch. Three seasons. Yeah, highly recommend. Yeah, I think that's about it.
Is this the first thing Josh has watched that we haven't watched?
Yeah.
No, there's plenty of things that I've watched that you guys haven't seen.
Yeah, Josh recommends stuff to me, and I'm just
we'll get around to I mean things like whatever we say, it's just like, Josh, have you seen it? No.
Not all the time.
Yeah.
Eventually I will watch Money Heist, Josh. Yeah. It just haven't happened.
Yeah, same.
Has not happened yet.
Have you finished it?
I have. Money Heist? Yeah.
I haven't started.
And there's a new season coming up, so better catch up.
I'll watch it when all the seasons stop coming out.
So fun fact, you know, people give me shit about this, but I prove the point that I'm right. Bollywood is just a ripoff of Hollywood. Example. Want to give you an example.
So, yeah, the name.
So, exactly. There you go. Hence the name. No, not only that, but what was that movie with the... what's his name in it? It's the three dudes that raise a baby.
Three Men and a Baby.
No, there was an actual movie. It was a bit of an older movie. That's what it's called.
Three Men and a Baby.
Three Men and a Baby.
I swear, that's the name of the movie.
Yeah, sure.
It's not true. Get out. Who invited you to the podcast?
Yeah, that's the one.
What's it called?
So, Three Men and a Baby. So, that came out in 1987, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a Bollywood movie called Hey Baby, which came out in 2007. Yeah, it's the exact same thing. Same thing, but Indian. Okay, so I didn't know about this. We were watching last Saturday. We were watching this Bollywood movie, right? It's called Bank Chor, which is bank robber. Translation is bank robber, right? And my sister goes, we're watching this, and halfway through the movie, she goes, "This is Money Heist Season 1." Like, exactly Money Heist Season 1. Like,
wow.
Like, legit. Like, this from the storyline to the motivations to everything is Money Heist Season 1. And I go, legit? She goes, it's legit, exactly dead on. Nice. And then, you know what she goes? She was telling me, and she goes, that person over there is part of the robbery. And I go, nah, you're lying. Later on in the movie, it turns out that person was actually part of the robbery.
She knew this because it was the same story.
She knew because it was the same story. And I was like, what? She goes, this is Money Heist Season 1. And I go, what? As if. I'm like, nah, you're lying. So hence, I don't watch Bollywood movies anymore that much because... I can't wait for the Indian Avengers to come out.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's gonna be mad.
I don't know when that's gonna happen, but go for it.
If it's anything like Indian Fast and Furious, oh.
You're welcome, by the way. I showed you that one.
God, I couldn't believe that movie, man.
There were so many Swifts. Oh my god.
No, but like when they had the supercars at the end,
yeah.
There were so many scenes, it's like, did you really need to CGI that scene? They're driving in a straight line. Why did you couldn't you just got in the car? Like half of the car scenes could have just been done with real cars. Why was it CGI'd?
So if you want another Fast and Furious movie, but with like the premise that Fast and Furious was. So like the premise of Fast and Furious was trying to catch those, that like trying to catch who was stealing the DVD players and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So not focused on the cars as much, but more focused on that kind of storyline. There's another one called Doom, which is basically about trying to catch these criminals, but it's bikes involved instead of cars. Hey,
what's it called?
Doom. D-H-O-O-M.
All right. Check it out.
Yeah, but movies are all right. It's pretty much an old movie and older one. But if you guys want, if you want a good mysterious movie, it's all in English, this one. It's even though it's got Indian actors in it, but it's all English. It's called Budler. It's on Netflix. It's a very good crime, like a crime thriller. And it's all in English, so like no subtitles. Like you don't have to dub it or anything. It's there. They don't speak in Hindi. It's not a typical Bollywood movie where there's like songs and stuff. There's zero of that. It's just basically a movie that just goes for, I think, about an hour and 20 minutes. But it's just a plain movie. It's like a normal movie. No music, no nothing. But it's worth watching. So like, totally worth it. It's a good crime mystery movie.
Nice.
Like, it's got a pretty big plot twist to it, but it's not one of those M. Night Shyamalan plot twists, but it is pretty...
Yeah.
It is a pretty, like, oh, shit, okay, so I get it. But anyways, yeah, so, Joshy, where can they catch you, buddy?
You can find me at Squishy Joshy, and on Instagram it's at Squishy_Joshy.
Awesome. And Lawrence, where can they find you?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if you type in T.D.Project, you can find me somewhere on YouTube and Facebook.
T.D.Project.
Yeah, test that out now. Does that work?
I hope so. T.
I'm saying. Hopefully. Wait, not
put
the,
it,
not
maybe
the...
you should put into Bing.
Yeah.
We come up on Bing.
Ask Jeeves.
Am I number one on Bing?
No, you're number two on Google. Your Facebook page comes up, TD Projects.
Nah.
But am I number one on
Bing? Oh, no, that's not you.
That's not you.
That's not Lawrence.
Interesting, like, your logo is the first thing that popped up.
Thanks for designing that logo, Josh.
Oh, no worries, man.
Oh, the TD, yeah.
Yeah, I do design stuff.
Yeah.
He's somewhat of a designer.
Speaking of designer, Josh, I'll link your brand patrol video to awesome. The description of this podcast.
Thank you.
Guys, definitely worth watching. Josh does a video series called Brand Patrol, where he talks about different brands and how they have remodeled their structure. And in this one, he talks about a singer from Blackpink who's releasing or has released a single album.
Yeah.
Releasing, right? Yeah, so is releasing a single album. And later on, Josh is becoming a international criminal because he seriously is stalking the shit out of her, and he might be charged for murder charges soon. So
nah, he's okay.
Nice knowing you, Josh. It's you're nothing. You're probably the most subtle one out of like the thousands there are. But in saying that, it's a really good video, guys. Check it out. Definitely recommend it. It's about Lisa from Blackpink. Has she split from the group, or is she just releasing a single?
Nah. So I think they're doing this thing where each individual member is releasing their own solo.
Yeah,
and
gotcha.
So two of them have already done it, so now it's Lisa's turn.
Okay, cool. So it's Lisa's turn in line. And yeah, definitely check it out. I'll have a link down below. And I'll link Lawrence's YouTube page as well. Definitely worth checking out as well. And You guys can catch me on Insta at SegaSing23. You can catch a podcast on all platforms at MadAboutPop1. And we'll have all the links down below. Don't forget to give us a like and review, and we'll read it out on the pod. And that's us for today.
Wait, so if I comment on this, will you read it out in the next one?
I'll read it out in the next one.
Maybe.
And we got a review here. We got TD Project. I wonder who that is.
He sounds all right.
He sounds like a nice bloke. All he said was, good job. Thank you, TD Project.
You should read the comment I put on Ram Patrol.
Such graphic design.
Anyways, see you guys.
See you.
All right, see you guys around.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.